scripture was the word, then the sinners will have it. The sinners can read the Bible, but can they understand? When you understand, that's when it becomes the word. When you get the mystery of it. Would you say amen? All right. So everybody can't get the word. What is the word? The kingdom of God. That's why it says what? Are you ready for this? Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You know what? Flesh and blood cannot inherit the word. You put this word in flesh and blood, it'll explode. What did Jesus say about putting new wine in old bottle? Huh? Praise the Lord. Am I right? You put new wine in old bottle, it'll explode. That's the reason why a lot of the people, you know what happened to them? I tell you what happened to them. They are going crazy trying to get the word. The word is not for sinners. The word is for who? God people. You know what I'm doing? I am giving you the word tonight. When you get the word, hallelujah, are y'all ready for this? Then that's when you move God. Because the word is God. And when you get the word, you receive access to God. You receive control of God. When you get the word, you would have what they term as say-so in God. Without the word, you don't have no say-so in God. But when you get the word, you would have say-so in God. What do you mean, preacher? When you get the word, then you can speak the word. That's right. I want you to know what you have tonight. Hallelujah. See, you are no longer corruptible. You are incorruptible now. That means you are not subject to spoil anymore. You know what happened when you are no longer subject to spoil? You're saved. That's where the word predestination come in. You become predestinated then. That's the only way this is going to happen is when we get into the word. So you know how we are predestinated? Well, we pass out of the carnal mind into the heavenly mind. That's predestination. You know why? Because you can't go no other direction. And most people don't like this. You'll find it just as hard to go against God if it were to go against sin when you were out there sin. Now, you can't make a sinner live holy. All right? You know what? You can't make a holy person live the other way. Come on, saints. See, most people don't know what holy is. They think holy is when you got to live a certain way like they list. Holy is a frame of mind. Come on, saints. You know what? They thought Jesus committed sin when he picked corn on Sunday. What he was trying to tell them, I'm holy. That means the Sabbath day now is under me. I'm over the Sabbath day. I rule the Sabbath day. In other words, he said, I make law now. You didn't know that, didn't you? Praise God. Amen. Now, I'm not going to get too far into this, but how many understand what I'm trying to say? See, when you get in Christ, that's what you become, Christ. You know what free of sin means? When you are in Christ. That's when you are free of sin. When you are in Christ, you rule. Christ rule. Christ means anointed. And the last man, which is the second man, which means the Lord from heaven. Lord means authority. That's what happened. The Lord means authority. So as you hear this word, which I'm giving tonight, as you put it in, you know what you become? You become the authority of God. What do you mean, preacher? Hey, you tell the Lord what to do now. Oh, I know you're crazy, but you're crazy. Who am I to tell God what to do? Back to the 45th chapter of Isaiah in verse 11. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Come on. Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his maker. Ask me of things to come concerning his son. Who is God's son? And concerning the works of his hand. That's his power, right? Then what did he say? Command ye me. What does command mean? Tell me what to do. Don't you know you can tell God what to do? How? When you put on that heavenly mind. See, the heavenly mind can communicate to God. The only way you're going to be able to communicate with heaven, you got to become heaven. But when you become heaven, then you can't communicate to the world. Come on. The only way you can communicate to the world is when you become the world. Now, how many here tonight that you cannot communicate with the world? There is something about you that they just can't accept. They want to love you, but look like they just can't get too close to you. You know why? Because there is a communication barrier. But you can get around somebody that knows God and what? If you just feel like you're at home. Now, come on. You know why? Because you're at home. Amen. How many have seen those people that's supposed to be Christian? And they all acting funny. But when they get around some of the other, they free. Take a hold of somebody here and say, he's trying to tell us something tonight. You been around those people? That they would turn on you? You been around them kind that would turn on you? They get around the other kind and they act like they don't know you no more? That letting you know, see, it's not belonging to the sanctified church that saves you or the holiness church. Amen. No, it's the word. Amen. Come on. I'm not talking about being religious. Some of those people are very religious, are very indoctrinated, but they are not free around you. Amen. Oh, don't do this, don't do that, don't. They say, well, they'll be with the world. They don't do what they do, but they'll be with the world. That don't make you different. If you are with the world, you might as well do what they do. See, they say about what they don't do. You ever wonder about that? You be around some people look like their spirit just don't mix with you. You know why? They have a wrong spirit. A lot of that is in these churches too. Honey, there is a battle between the spirits. You know why? Because you have that corrupted spirit working against the incorrupted spirit. And don't let nobody fool you. The corrupted and the incorruption cannot get along. Darkness has no fellowship with light. Come on. And you can tell when it's corruptible. Because the deeper you get in God, the more they get back from you. The more you pray and fast, the more they get out of the way. Come on. All right. I was put out of church because I prayed and fast too much. I fell on my face. I said, God, why? Why? I mean, they literally throw me out of the church. I said, God, why? I said, why did they do that to me? I said, Lord, how can they throw me out there and claim that they got you? The Lord spoke and said, that's why they throw you out, because they had been throwing me out. I've been thrown out of church several times. You know what you were dealing with? The spirit, the incorruptible against the corruptible. How many understand what I'm telling you tonight? Amen. Can you feel this tonight? Like we're getting ready to let you go. Praise God. But I tell you, I feel God moving. There's two minds. These are minds. Spirits are minds. Incorruptible means, the incorruptible spirit means a spirit that is not subject to spoil or spoil. The corruptible means the corruptible mind or the corruptible spirit that subject to spoil or spoil or have spoil. Amen. These are spirits. See, when Paul talking about, he used the term man. See, people think man is the mind or the will of the spirit. Amen. Now, when you put on that incorruptible spirit, do you realize what you become? Just what it says, incorruptible. Do you realize what that means? Power, authority. How many believe that you have that spirit on now? You believe it? You know what that means? Nothing can hinder you. Nothing can stop you. But what I'm saying tonight, now listen. What I'm saying tonight, a person can take this knowledge and turn this world upside down. Because once you get the knowledge, and realize who you are. You know that you are that incorruptible mind. That simply means you are not subject to spoil. That takes us right back to predestination. Come on. You know what that means? You are secure. Now, I can't go too far into this tonight, but I want you to think about what I'm saying. You are secure. That means nothing can touch you. Come on. All right, saints. What you feel and what you know, you also alter the flesh. That's what I tell a lot of people. I said, it depends on your mind. It depends on your body. Your body is where your mind is. Come on, saints. Your body is where your mind is. Once you get it in your mind that you have the victory, you know what happens? Everything around you is going to become yours. See, the only way you're going to get control of anything is when you first realize you have control of it. Now, if you believe and know within yourself that you have that job, because you are not subject to be defeated. I'm talking about the incorruptible now. The incorruptible means you are not subject to be defeated. The only way you are defeated is when you accept defeat. But if you don't accept defeat, you are never defeated. Huh? If you never accept defeat, you are never defeated. And this is what Satan has robbed the church of. Don't ever accept defeat. You know, so if something happened on a job and things don't go right and you get fired, start thanking God. So, Lord, I thank you because there is something better. Huh? You know why? Because you can't go down. You are incorruptible. Somebody say amen. You can't go from better to worse. You go from better to better. Oh, come on, preacher. Am I right? Can't you see what I'm saying? You know why a lot of us is not blessed? Because we don't realize this. Don't forget now. Those verses is not to be read to bury the dead. Those verses are to be read to raise the dead. Oh, just wait until you hear what's going to come for tomorrow night. Hallelujah. What are you trying to say, preacher? You are incorruptible. Incorruptible means more than just not subject to the spoil. Incorruptible means there is no end to it. Anything that cannot be corruptible means it can't die. It can't stop. It also means it's unlimited. Oh, somebody say amen. Listen, we're getting ready to pray tonight. Are you following me? You are unlimited. There is no limit to you. That's why Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You know what Paul was saying? I am incorruptible. Somebody say amen. Incorruptible means there is no limit. Cannot be spoiled. Cannot be destroyed. Cannot be stopped. Somebody say amen. You know why they could not keep them in prison? Peter and John was in prison. They start singing and praying. You know why they could not keep them in prison? Because they was incorruptible. See, I'm telling you something tonight that there was a time they wouldn't allow this to come forth in the church. But I'm letting you know what the Bible says now. If you are incorrupt, see, most people thought that this can happen when you die. On the other side, as they say. Well, that's right. Are we on the other side? Have we died out of sin? All right. That's what it meant, dying out of sin. Oh, come on, preacher. I thought this means when you get on the other side, you know, when you get on the other side, they'd be laying out there in the front on the altar. When this corruptible must put on incorruption. I'm thinking. Are they saying that the person was a sinner when he died? That's what they were saying. Am I right, sister? You see what I mean? In all of your getting, you need to get one. Amen. That wasn't a sinner. If that person was saved, it wasn't corrupted. It was already incorrupted. He or she just sleep. You know when that verse is to be read? To get people saved, to get people delivered, not to bury them. Somebody say amen. Somebody say glory. Am I right? Can you see what I'm saying tonight? Now you know well. How many believe tonight that you are incorruptible? You're saved. If you are corruptible, that means you are not saved. Now all of you that are here tonight that are corruptible, that simply means, listen, you can be incorruptible. Because we're going to make an altar call. Amen? See, I'm telling you like it is. Here we are. We have the power, all the power of eternity within us, and don't even realize it. Somebody raise your hands and praise God tonight. Glory to God. All right, right now, as we're getting ready to minister, I want you to realize this. I am incorrupt. I am no longer corrupted. I am incorrupted. Hallelujah. All things has passed away. All things have become what? New. Hallelujah. I am blessed now. I am already prospering. People come and say, I want you to pray that I prosper. I said, all you need to do is get rid of that corrupted spirit. When you put on that incorrupted spirit, you got to prosper. Because Christ, what? Prosper. Somebody say amen. But you know how, the only way this is going to work is when you know it. You got to know this. Now, when, listen, I haven't finished this because the other verses would give you more light on the few that I just read. All right? Tomorrow night, that's when I'm going to open this thing up real good. Because we ain't got to all of it. We're going to get to the part where the cells are going to be changed by the mind. And you are, and you become what you know. Come on, saints. What you call immortality. The word mortality means what? Earth. Subject to die. Subject to be defeated. Come on, saints. But immortality means what? Not subject to die. Come on. That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow night. See, you know what? Don't let nobody fool you. We are into something that's really deep. Because if you can take this knowledge and use it, but I want to say this too, please, and this is important. I have to be very careful about how I preach because I can also create monsters. Somebody can take this knowledge that I'm giving you and can go the other way. Now, I'm not throwing off on nobody, but you know something? Praise God. A person can get this knowledge and can go from a storefront to $50 million. You know why? Because they know what to do. See, don't let nobody fool you. God is real. And if you know how to use faith, you can do anything. Faith coming by what? Hearing what? All right. You know what I'm doing? I'm giving you faith right now. And a lot of you saints that's coming here, you know why that you're liking? Because you don't realize what you are not liking. Somebody say amen. You need to realize what you are not liking. When you realize that you are not liking nothing, then you say, hey, I got it. See, we've been programmed, I need this, I need this, I need this. When you boil it down, you don't need nothing. You have access to whatever you have. How many is following me tonight? All right, we're getting ready to pray. I tell you, I feel the move of God. How many is enjoying this? Are you enjoying this? Hallelujah. Praise God. Can't you feel the victory in your soul? Can't you feel it? And you know what? You can look down to where you've been. Would you say amen? How many can remember this tonight? When nothing, realize nothing is nothing. That's when something be something. Would you say amen? Too many of us, we are hung up on nothing. You get up in the pulpit and all they preach is nothing. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. And when somebody starts preaching something, they get scared and call them a false prophet. All right? Amen? Let's move out of nothing, which is corruptible. Let's move out of nothing, which is mortality. Let's move out of nothing, which is carnality. Let's move out of nothing, which is temporal. And let's move into something, which is Christ. Somebody raise your hands and praise God. You believe it? Take a hold of somebody's hand and say, I am more than victorious. Raise your hands and say, glory. I ministered to this brother a while back. Praise God, if I'm not mistaken. Can I minister to you again tonight? Come up here right now. The anointing is all over this brother. And I can tell you something else too. Brother, you see what we're talking about, don't you? And you realize that the keys of the kingdom is what we know, what we realize, and what we recognize. God is getting ready to break a special yoke in your life. And brother, you're going to go forth in the power of God's might. Raise your hand to Jesus right now. Someone come and stand behind him. That's it, brother. The anointing is upon you right now, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive it. Everybody raise your hands and praise God tonight. This young lady here, will you come next, please? Come up here right now. I tell you, there is such a move of God tonight. You know something? You came here tonight looking for something. You seen something. You see a lot more than you came looking for. You also realize that your problem was nothing. Sister, you will never be the same after this night. You have your answers now. Hallelujah. It's time now, since you see this, put your feet on your enemy. Simply means realize that you're above it. When you put your feet on something, that simply means you step above it. Come up above it. Hallelujah. You can't walk on something that's over you. You can only walk on something that's under you. When you put your feet on it, simply means you put it where it belongs. You put it under you and not over you. Your problem, walk on it. Realize in your mind, subconsciousness, that this thing is nothing. And you're above it. It is behind you. You have the victory through Christ Jesus. You realize that you have put off that corrupted attitude and mind and will, which is the world and the world in mind, and you have taken on that which is incorruptible. Hallelujah. You have put off corruption and taken on incorruption right now. Raise your hands to Jesus. The Spirit of God is upon you right now, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. You've gone through a lot of pressure. You went through mental pressure, sister, that's almost taken your mind. You went through pressure that was so severe that it made you sick. Hallelujah. It just was ripping your body apart. But God has moved. God has delivered you right now. Hallelujah. There is a peace that's coming up on you now, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Sister, Jesus is drying up your tears now, because you've been crying within, but your tears is being dried up right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive it. How many believe God tonight? You believe God? Come up here again, sister. Young lady, you in the purple. Can I pray for you again, please? Will you come after her? God is moving in a great way. The Lord did something for you last night, sister. And you will never be the same. But you know what I see? I see you with an attitude that you're going to run now. You're going to run. And you know something? You got that I know so. That I know so means I know that I know what I am. Sister, you have put off corruption and taken on incorruption. That's the mind and that's the will. You know that you can't be hurt. You can't be harmed. You can't be stopped. You know that, don't you? Raise your hand to Jesus right now. Get ready for a double portion. That's it. Everybody raise your hands and praise God. Come up here, young lady. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I feel a move of God tonight, sister. I want to minister to you next. Praise God. You. Yes, hallelujah. Can you walk around it, please? Thank you so much, amen. You know what? God did something for you last night. Sister, you see something. You know why? See, you're a teacher. God is going to use you. And you've been through some things, too. As a matter of fact, you were delivered last night. You was in something. You was in the midst of something last night when you came in here. But you know what? Today you realize I'm on cloud. Hallelujah. Why? Because you know the victory is through your knowledge of God. And sister, the type of mind you have, you don't give up. You don't give up. You're a fighter. And that's why you're going to use what we're putting out. Realize that you have put off that which is corruptible, and you have taken on that which is incorruptible. That simply means what you know, your understanding, your knowledge of God, you cannot be stopped. Most people don't know that. But when you get the knowledge of God, it's Christ. And that's why Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. That word all means, which is A-L-L, means totality. Except it means leaving nothing out. And that was a time, if a man said that he could do all things, he would have been a blessing. Because only God can do all things. But listen, we got God in us. Christ. And by this God which is in us, now we have no limit. We can do all things because it's not us. It's Christ through us. Praise the name of Jesus. Sister, the Shekinah glory is coming upon you right now. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet, you will never be the same this night. Hallelujah. That's it. Get ready. Get ready. Receive it right now. That's it. It's all over you. Receive it. Everybody raise your hands and praise God. Hallelujah. You had a very unusual battle. The battle that you had is something that you can't even talk about. But God is a God of understanding. And sister, there was a time when you've been out, but now you're back for something. You're ready for wisdom now. You are able to see things now unlike you've seen before. Because now you're ready. You had to go through something. You had to get away to experience something. You needed to know something. Now you're ready. Sister, God says, as you believe what the scripture says, your faith creates. It is that incorruptible mind that creates. Because if the mind is incorruptible, all it can create is good. A corruptible mind can only create that which is corruptible. But an incorruptible mind can only create that which is incorruptible, which is good. Sister, get ready right now. The glory of God is upon you. It's moving through you right now. The power of God is moving through your body. Hallelujah. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive it. Hallelujah. Everybody raise your hands and praise God. Raise your hands and say glory. This lady in the back with the kind of a purple on the red, will you come up here, please? I tell you, the Lord is doing great things. Amen. Sister, will you come with me? This one in the burgundy. Sister, you ready for something tonight? To know that you're ready. I can see it all over you. You're ready. And I can tell you something else, too. Hallelujah. You needed this message tonight. Word for word of the battle that you've been facing. You were discouraged when you walked in heaven. But you know what? It had already started lifting. Because you realize that the victory is what you know. Sister, you know now. You know you're above that thing. You know that it is no longer a problem. You know that it is already solved. Hallelujah. Why? Because you are victorious. Hallelujah. You're no longer in a battle. You done won, sister. You know you done won. Hallelujah. You know you have the victory. Why? Because you know you have the one that is the victory. Raise your hands to Jesus right now. That's it. It's all over you right now, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. That's it. Receive it. It's all over you right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Everybody raise your hands and praise God. Will you come next? Huh? All right, okay, amen. Praise God. God is doing great things. Hallelujah. I want this sister here in the grave. Will you come next? Amen. You know something, sister? You have a musical ministry about you. Praise God. And God's going to use you in that field, too. Sister, you went through something to sing about. And you know something? The Lord says all you have to worry about is pleasing him and not man. People have tried to dominate your life in the past. And now you have reached an area that says, I am living for me. And sister, the Lord wants you to know that he is for you. Everybody raise your hands and praise God right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody raise your hands and praise God for that. Hallelujah. Sister, receive a double portion right now by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus.